right, guys. Welcome to episode 3 of Bench Warmers. We are back. Man, you guys got no idea how hard it is to fucking run this shit with this shitty-ass little setup that I got. I've been at it for the past 40, 45 minutes just tinkering around, trying to minimize the white noise. If you guys hear a little bit, there's not much I can do about that. I've been trying to get it to a minimum without taking away too much from my voice so you guys can still hear me loud and clear. And I think you guys should be able to hear me loud and clear. I did some test runs. But that aside, bullshit aside, let's get straight into the news, man. I kind of sound like Keemstar right now. But let's get into what's been going on with the league. Last time I touched a little bit on draft recaps and how everybody has done. A lot has happened since last episode. I've gotten a little bit healthier. I've gotten a little bit better. Still coughing a little bit. But my health aside, there's been a lot of trades. A lot of shit has been going on. Isaac has been trading a lot, but in terms of quality of his team, I think it's still rather the same. He's still got a juggernaut team. He's still got superstars on his team. Bijan Robinson, Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Travis Kelce. He's still star-studded. He's got Devontae Smith on his team, brought to you by via Julian Landy. For those of you who don't know Julian, how can I describe this guy to you? This guy does not know how to make fucking trades for the life of him. Hopefully I get him on the pod one day. But to give you a little bit more insight, he likes Drake London, okay? I traded for Drake London. And what he offered for Drake London while he had Devontae Smith was he wanted to give Drake... Hold on. Let me backtrack a little bit because talking about this shit gets me, I don't want to say pissed off, but it gets me riled up a little bit. He wanted me to give up Drake London for Devontae Smith. So I'm already downgrading for Smitty, who I love, don't get me wrong, but I'm downgrading here. And on top of that, he wants me to throw in Blake Corum to downgrade for Devontae Smith. So he wants me to throw in a little sweetener while I'm already downgrading. This kid does not know how to fucking trade. This kid wanted to throw me bums straight up for Blake Corum. I can't tell you what it was because, frankly, I already forgot. It was that forgettable that I don't even know what he fucking wanted to trade me for Blake Corum. But at the time, when I had Kyren Williams, I wasn't giving up Blake Corum at all. Blake Corum was my handcuff. If Kyren Williams goes down, I have Blake Corum there. Now, if I give up Blake Corum, I'm basically leaving myself naked week to week. You know, God forbid Kyren gets injured. But if he does, I'm fucked, okay? I don't have Blake Corum there. So Blake Corum is like, you can't trade anything for Blake Corum unless you basically want to give up a lot of value for Blake Corum, like a flex, should I say. Which, you know, if you're someone who's trading for Blake Corum in that situation, you really shouldn't because he's overpriced at that point. And if you want Blake Corum, you basically have to go for Kyren Williams. But, you know, staying on topic with Kyren Williams, I actually traded Kyren Williams and Blake Corum and Deontay Johnson. So I hit up Toby, who, you know, let me give you some insight on him. I like him as a GM. I think he's rather good. Sometimes he can make some questionable trades, but he'll turn around and he'll turn into fucking Howie, bro. He'll just fucking rebuild his team out of nowhere and it'll just become playoff contender, like boom, just like that. But in my situation, I think I got the better of him. So I gave him Kyren Williams, I gave him Blake Corum, and I gave him Deontay Johnson. For whom, you may ask, if you have not looked at my fantasy football team yet and do not know, I traded for Jamar Chase. Jamar fucking Chase, welcome to the team. I know we are having some struggles contract-wise. I'm not too worried about it. Maybe he doesn't play week one, but, you know, we'll assess that day by day. But the team, as of, you know, as of that trade, is Jalen Hurts, Jahmyr Gibbs, Kyren Williams, or not Kyren Williams, Kenneth Walker, K-9, Jamar Chase, Drake London, Evan Ingram, and I'll get to my flex in a little bit. So, I talked this over a little bit yesterday with my divisional rival, and we got it done today. So, Chris Godwin, welcome back to the fucking squad. Guys, before I got Chris Godwin, I had Ladd McConkey as my flex. I talked a little bit with Julian, which was very surprising that I was able to get JSN out of him. I wanted Christian Kirk initially, but I will settle for JSN. And I was honestly surprised I was able to squeeze JSN out of him because this kid cannot trade for his fucking life right now. The only players on his team that he has is Patrick Mahomes, Isaiah Pacheco, and Puka Nacua. Outside of that, this kid is slated. He is projected to wear a dress after the season is over. This kid's team is absolute shit, should I remind you guys. But enough of Julian, more about my team. Maybe a little bit more about Julian. So for JSN, I traded Rico Dowdle, who, if you guys don't know, he's getting starting reps in Dallas right now. So I sweet-talked him a little bit. I gave him Rico Dowdle, and I gave him Jalen Polk, who I didn't even offer up, but he wanted Jalen Polk. So I gave him Jalen Polk, I gave him Rico Dowdle, and he gave me JSN. I fucking fleeced this kid. He fleeced himself, to be honest, but I got JSN, so that gives me a little bit more value to work with. I took JSN, I took Ladd McConkey, and I took, I gave up one more piece to get Chris Godwin back on my team. Tyler Lockett. Yep. So I gave three pieces to my guy, Jake Bajar, who I should, you know, tell you guys, he is a good GM. But like Toby, I feel like I got the best of him here, and I got him good. I got him good, man. JSN, Ladd McConkey, Tyler Lockett. Me personally, I like JSN. He's a breakout candidate for me. I think he's going to be doing really fucking good. And Ladd McConkey, you know, wide receiver one for the Chargers, you know, albeit he's a rookie, but Zay Flowers was a rookie last year, and he got drafted in, what, the sixth round? So you can get value out of rookies, but I think I got more value out of Chris Godwin than I did Ladd McConkey, even though I do like Ladd McConkey. Like I said, wide receiver one for the Chargers. It is an all-run team down there in Los Angeles on the Chargers. But at some point, they're going to have to throw it. And who's throwing the ball? Justin Herbert. Really talented guy. Can fucking throw piss missiles down the field. Can throw accurately. I like Justin Herbert. You know, just unfortunate that that team is an all-run team now. But, you know, it doesn't matter. They're going to have to throw the ball at some point. And he's got Ladd McConkey, who is rather talented. But, like I said before, and I will say again, I think I got the best out of Jake. Because even though I gave up JSN, breakout candidate, I gave up Ladd McConkey, wide receiver one for the Chargers, and I gave up Tyler Lockett, who may not do much this season, but he is a boom or bust week by week. He'll give you 5 points, or he will give you 50 points. This guy is as volatile as they get. And if you face Tyler Lockett in the flex and he pops up for 50 points, you might as well call it quits, man, because that is a loss. But, you know, moving on from the trades, my trades personally, you know, the roster is looking beautiful, guys. You know, we got Chris Godwin at the flex. And many of you may not know, but the coach down there in Tampa said that Chris Godwin will be moving back to the flex. When Chris Godwin was in the flex, he probably had one of the best seasons he's ever had in his career. So he will be going back there. I really like the situation down there in Tampa. You do have Mike Evans, who is the most consistent guy out there, probably has had 1,000 yard receiving seasons for the past 10 years. I'd have to fact check that. But for almost the past decade, he's got 1K year by year by year by year. It's basically guaranteed he gets 1K yards every year. But Mike Evans aside, you got Rashad White there, who I'm really not that scared of. He had one of the most inefficient seasons last year, and he just got force-fed, man. And I think with Dave Canales, you know, now being the head coach in Carolina, they got a new offense coordinator there. I think Rashad White's due for some regression. So with that being said, I like Chris Godwin in his situation. I think he's going to be having a better year than he did last year. So we got Chris Godwin on the team on the flex, which is insane to me, man. And then we got Kenneth Walker, who's my RB2. I liked Kyren Williams when he was on my team, but, you know, Blake Corum's there. They are moving him to be a punt returner, which I'm not too scared of. The Rams, they didn't really receive too much punts last year. And even if Kyren, he's backing punts, let's be real, he's probably going to fair catch it. But, you know, Kyren was a luxury to me, not a necessity. Well, I guess having three running backs was the luxury here. And I opted to have Kenneth Walker because, for me personally, I think that he's going to be putting up round two value this year. And I expect him to be a second rounder next year. So to have Kenneth Walker and Jahmyr Gibbs, that honestly does it for me. I got Ja'Marr Chase there. You know, that's a no-brainer. I don't have too much to say about him. He's going to be doing great. You got Drake London, who's a high upside player. You know, hopefully he pans out. But a lot of people have high hopes for him. Holy fuck, I'm getting a cramp in my right leg right now. But a lot of people have high expectations for Drake London. I can personally see him next year going in the back end of the first round, maybe early sixth round, mid second round at the latest. But if he pans out, he's going to be going earlier than he did this year. And even in some leagues, he's going in the second round, which for me personally is way too high. But to get Drake London for what I did, I think I gave up like fourth rounder value for him, which I'm honestly okay with. Because the upside right there is fucking insane. Kirko is going to go crazy. You know, he supported TJ Hawkinson, Justin Jefferson. Fuck, I'm drawing a blank on last year's rookie. Jordan Addison. Jordan Addison. Yeah, so he supported Jordan Addison as well. Running back-wise, they weren't doing very well, but Ty Chandler stepped up. You know, Kirko was throwing it down to him. Kirko was throwing it to everybody, man. So now you got Kirko in Atlanta, and he's going to be throwing it to Kyle Pitts. He's going to be throwing it to Bijan Robinson. He's going to be throwing it to Darnell Mooney, who's an okay wide receiver too. And he's going to be throwing it to Drake London. So, you know, Drake London hasn't finished top 30 yet, I believe. Top 20 for sure. He hasn't finished top 20. But people are anticipating the breakout. I'm anticipating it here. And if I get a Drake London breakout at my wide receiver two, holy shit, I am going to fucking eat, bro. It's going to be insane. I'm winning my division here. And, you know, I'm going strong, marching into the playoffs. But before I segue into something else that I want to talk about, you know, I just want to talk a little shit about the league. Want to, you know, talk that talk, you know, talk my shit about my team, man. Because, you know, frankly, I know I have the second best team in the league right behind Isaac. You know, like I said, he's got Amon-Ra, he's got Bijan, he's got Justin Jefferson. He's got a power-studded team. But, you know, I got that shit, man. I got that shit on, bro. Compared to the rest of the league, bro. Compared to motherfuckers like Julian, who got Pacheco, Puka, and Mahomes, and that's it. Dude, this kid is fucking cooked. You know, I don't like to talk a lot of shit to Jake, because frankly, I've been getting along with him. But I nerfed the shit out of his team. Toby, I nerfed the shit out of his team. And I'm facing these two guys back to back. You know, week one, I got Jake. Honestly, I think it's a fucking cakewalk, honestly. I think I'm going to steamroll through week one. Week two, I got Toby. He's been doing a little bit of trades, but this dude basically traded away Jamar Chase to me and then traded away Kyren just to get Olave. So this dude traded Jamar Chase for Olave and downgrade his team. I fucking fleeced, man. Nobody can fucking do it like me. Maybe Isaac can do it like me. But me personally, in the back of my mind, in the front of my mind, everywhere in my mind, I think I'm the best GM in this fucking league. I cannot be touched. I'm coming for fucking heads this season. The only reason that I can see myself falling a little bit short is honestly injuries. And that's some shit you can't predict. You kind of just got to be lucky. You know, my Diego Robles here, I drafted Javonte. If I held on to him, I would have been fucked, okay? And I traded him for Najee and Michael Thomas and some other dude. But if I would have held on to Najee when he shat that year, or if I would have held on to Michael Thomas after he got injured, I would have been fucked. So you just got to get lucky here. But as far as I see it, just roster-wise, I'm fucking cooking, bro. I'm winning my division. I'm going to be one of the strongest teams in the league. You know, if I don't get top one, I'm getting top two, which is still good enough for me to get a bye week. So, you know, I think I'm getting a bye week. I'm going to fucking sweep through. I'm going to be talking a lot of shit, and there's going to be a lot of Martin slander. I mean, this kid has fucking Zamir White starting on his team, as far as I know and as far as this recording is. But, yeah, I'm really excited. You know, we got football tomorrow. We got Thursday night football. We got Chiefs versus Ravens. And that's kind of what I wanted to segue into. You know, my top players of the game. I think Pacheco is going to do really good. Ravens defense, you know, every single year, they always got a star-studded defense. They always got a good defense. Even if they don't really got the stars there, they got the players, they got the chemistry to align everything to make Mahomes' life hell. Now, that Mike McDonald is now on the Seahawks. He's the head coach of the Seahawks. They got a new defensive coordinator who I'm not really familiar with, but I'm sure the Ravens' defense is going to click. But me personally, even though that Ravens' defense is going to do really good this season, I don't think they're going to make Mahomes' life hell just yet, which kind of contradicts what I just said earlier. But I think this is going to be a high scoring game. I like Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson in that RPO. It's going to take a while for teams to get adjusted to that shit. Derrick Henry, people got to fucking stack the box for Derrick Henry, and that's what they did in Tennessee. You know, they don't really got much going on there. Well, he was there at least. They added Calvin Ridley this year. But when he was there, you got to watch Derrick Henry. I can't remember if that was Julio Jones playing on that roster last year or if that was 2 years ago. But my point stands, the wide receiver situation wasn't looking that very good. Okonkwo, the tight end, who I thought was going to be a breakout candidate either last year or 2 years ago, he didn't really pan out. It was literally just Derrick Henry. That's all the offense had. Will Levis shat the bed. Actually, you know, I shouldn't say that. He was mid. He was okay. But before Will Levis came to town, Malik Willis was shitting the bed. The offense was just not looking good. Oh, excuse me. Treylon Burks, not looking very good. But, you know, Derrick Henry left Tennessee. He's in Baltimore. He's going to cook. And defenses are going to struggle. Either stacking the box, you know, containing for Lamar Jackson, because that guy has fucking legs. He's going to be running around the place. And when he's not running around, he's going to be throwing it off to Zay Flowers. He's going to be throwing it off to Mark Andrews. He's going to be throwing it off to Rashad Bateman. Isaiah Likely. They have so many underrated weapons there. It's not even funny. But their main targets are going to be Mark Andrews and Zay Flowers. Isaiah Likely probably sprinkled in here and there. But probably not very much because you got Mark Andrews, the touchdown machine. It's going to get crazy in Baltimore. Probably, you know, I think they might win the AFC North, which is not ridiculous to say. You know, you got Cincinnati who's starting to get healthy. You got Joe Burrow back. Once Jamar Chase gets his shit settled, you got Jamar Chase, you got T. Higgins. Wide receiver three, they got that white guy. Fuck, I'm not really familiar with his name. And they got a new guy that came in. You got Chase Brown, who's looking to make a name for himself. You got Zach Moss, who is serviceable, but I think Chase Brown's going to take that spot there. But yeah, I like Cincy. I like Baltimore. I don't really like Pittsburgh. I think they might be a 9-8 team, 8-9. They're going to be very mid. And holy shit, who else is in that division? Cincy, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland. Holy shit. Cleveland just went over my head. They acquired Jerry Jeudy, who's going to be okay. He's not going to be anything crazy. Amari Cooper, wide receiver one, he's going to get the job done. David Njoku, very underrated. I give him too much shit, to be honest. But he gets the job done. We got Nick Chubb coming back after he gets off the PUP list. As of right now, it's going to be Jerome Ford. You got Pierre Strong. The run game is usually strong. I see what I did there. But seriously, they usually have a strong run game, and I don't see it getting weak. Jerome Ford, you know, he got the job done last year when Nick Chubb went down, and I see him doing more of the same this year. I'm not sure if D'Ernest Johnson is still there, but if he is, he's going to fucking cook. But yeah, the offense is not looking that bad at all. The defense is very strong, just like it was last year. I don't know if they win the division. They have a shot. But me personally, I think Cleveland's going to be a wild card team, but a very good one at that. So yeah, I'm very interested to see what the AFC North pans out to be. But me personally, I got Baltimore coming out on top. Although, I don't see them beating the Chiefs week one. I like Kelsey week one. I like Rashee Rice week one. I got high hopes for Rashee Rice, and I think he's going to be doing good tomorrow's game in the season opener. I think he's going to have a very good season. I think he's going to be very productive. They're going to be looking for him a lot over in the middle of the field. Once Hollywood comes back, that's going to be scary. I think he might be back week two or week three, but you got Hollywood, you got Xavier Worthy, who's going to take the top off. You got Hollywood and Xavier Worthy, who are both going to take the top off. So things are looking scary in Kansas City, scary for other teams, I should say. But yeah, I'm very hyped for football tomorrow. It's literally fucking tomorrow. You know, I shouldn't say in less than 24 hours, but in less than like 28 hours, we got football. It's here. It's finally fucking here. After Thursday night football, we got Friday night football. Like, what? We got the Eagles and we got the Packers? That is a fucking matchup, bro. Jalen Hurts is going to eat. Jalen Hurts is going to cook. And frankly, if I can build up my bench a little bit, get some depth over here, get some trade pieces, I'm looking to get Smitty at my flex. Chris Godwin is very good, but Smitty is my guy. Smitty is me. That is me. I am the fucking Slim Reaper. Come on, man. I need him on my fucking roster. And that's probably what I'm going to do later in the season. But as of right now, we got Godwin. We're cooking. We're doing good. But I'm excited to see what Smitty does this season. I think he's going to be doing very, very well. Even with how loaded that offense is. Even with Kellen Moore drawing up plays. He can sometimes do good. He can sometimes shit the bed. Los Angeles has frankly been a dumpster fire. And when I say Los Angeles, I mean the Chargers. The Chargers have just been a fucking dumpster fire with their ex-head coach. I totally fucking forgot his name because of how irrelevant he is. But that guy's a fucking moron. They should be glad that he's out of the Chargers organization. I'm frankly surprised that the Eagles brought on Kellen Mond, the offense coordinator, because frankly, I would not have brought him on, but you know, he's on the roster and I think they'll still be fine with how talented that team is. You got AJ Brown, you got Smitty, you got Jahan Dotson, who they just traded for. Jahan Dotson being your wide receiver three is very, very good. You got Dallas Goedert, you got Saquon Barkley. The offense never fucking ends, dude, and they're going to cook all season. Jalen Hurts, low-key, took a step back last season, but you could say that's because he wasn't on my fantasy team last year. I know it's completely uncorrelated, but I missed the playoffs, and, you know, he took a step back last year. Things are going to be right this year now that he's back on my team. And then once we're wrapping up Friday night football, we got Saturday, we got college football, which I don't really watch, but people are going to be looking forward to it. We got upsets. You know, college football can be fun to watch. But after Saturday, we got Sunday. Oh, my God. I'm going to be laying on my ass all Sunday just watching football. I'm not doing shit. I might hit the gym in the morning before 12 o'clock, but that aside, I'm laying on my ass all day and all night just watching football, just watching my fantasy players, just watching me win week one, steamrolling into week two. You know, oh man, I get excited talking about it, but I'm not doing shit Sunday. Don't ask me to do shit. I'm not food reviewing on Sunday. I am not doing jack shit on Sunday. I'm watching football. I'm watching my fantasy football team. I'm watching up streams on my MacBook. I'm laying my ass in bed all day, and I am going to enjoy every single second of it. And I'm going to be looking forward to doing that every single Sunday up until February once we get the Super Bowl. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, I don't got much to talk about anymore. You know what? I'll talk about some players that I like going into Sunday. I like Smitty. Honestly, I like anybody that's going up against the Giants defense. I think Minnesota is going up against the Giants week one, and I think I'm correct, but let me check up on that real quick. Holy shit, yeah. Justin Jefferson is going to have a fucking slaughter, dude. I like Aaron Jones. I like him all season, frankly. But against the Giants defense, they're not doing shit. I like Minnesota's defense. You got fucking Evan Neal, who's just blocking thin air. They're going to have a fucking slaughterhouse, honestly. It's going to be bad. New York in general, it's just going to be bad. Malik Nabers, although I do like Minnesota's defense, I like Malik Nabers. I think he's going to get a lot of targets. He might not catch half of those targets, just frankly because of how piss that Daniel Jones is. But he's going to see a lot of balls coming his way. And I think he'll catch a good amount of them. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll say half. Let's say he gets like 10 targets per game. But that's 5 catches right there. And if he gets a touchdown, even better. But yeah, I like Malik Nabers. I like people on my team. Let me tell you the matchups on my team. So, if Jamar Chase plays week one, which hopefully he does, he faces New England. They got a good defense, but, you know, it's Jamar Chase. You got Joe Burrow. Very solid offense and very hard to defend against. I think Jamar Chase is going to do very good. Kenneth Walker against Denver. I just like Seattle in general. Anyone on Seattle against Denver, we're going to fucking destroy him, bro. It's not even going to be close. Jahmyr Gibbs against L.A., I'm not a big fan of that. Matchup-wise, I think he'll do good, but matchup-wise, I'm not a big fan. Jalen Hurts against Green Bay. They got a good defense, but it's fucking Jalen Hurts. He's getting revenge this year. He's going to be doing fucking great. He's going to be in the MVP race, if you ask me personally. Drake London against Pittsburgh. They got a good defense, but if he pops off like they say, I'm not too worried about the matchup. I think he's going to do very well. Just like Chris Godwin, he's going to see a lot of the slot. He's going to be doing a lot of dig routes, a lot of out routes. he's going to be doing a lot of stuff that he does well, and I'm looking forward to it. Evan Engram against Miami, I'm not too familiar with Miami's defense, but he sees a lot of targets. He'll be fine. Chris Godwin against Washington, this is why I fucking traded for him. Not specifically for the matchup, maybe a little bit for the matchup, but he's going to fucking eat. And yeah, that basically sums up everything. I got Seahawks defense. They're going to be picking off Bo Nix. He's going to fucking struggle. I'm expecting a Mike McDonald masterclass. But that aside, that rounds up everything. And that honestly wraps up this episode. Guys, I'm going to look to keep improving this podcast. Looking to improve the quality of the podcast. More so than anything. Mics are very expensive. And audio interfaces are very expensive. I dropped maybe $60 on this one, which was very surprising to me. You'll usually look to drop either $80 or $100 on one of these, but this is the first generation that dropped. So, you know, if I got some discretionary spending, I might look to upgrade and then sell this one. But, you know, we'll see. You know, just doing this for fun. But if I can slightly improve the podcast, you know, I'll definitely look into doing that, because I have fun doing these, honestly. And if I can look to slightly improve the quality and bring guests onto here, which, you know, little update, the new mic stand is getting shipped. So that is on its way. Should be here on Saturday. You know, probably recording an episode next week. Not anything on Saturday before Sunday. But yeah, that's on its way. And the guest mic is on its way. Hasn't been shipped yet, but I should be expecting it by Saturday. If not, should be here by Wednesday. And hopefully I can get a guest on here on Wednesday. But you know what? We'll see. You know, taking things episode by episode. But for me, as it feels like, it feels like a lot of shit happens week by week as I take it by episode, you know, trades wise, league wise, even podcast wise. I feel like a lot of shit has been improving. You know, I got a little like a sock mic filter. It's not really a sock, but it's one of those that you put over the microphone. I got that for me. And then I got this little gooseneck that I tie to my table. So I got double the filters. You know, the audio interface is, you know, it is what it is, but we're working on that. I low-key want to get something that can, like, block the white noise and improve the quality, kind of like a USB. But, you know, I'll look into that. Like I said, if I can get some extra spending, if it falls into the budget, definitely look into increasing the quality of the podcast. But that's where I'll leave it, guys. We're at 33 minutes, about to be 34. I feel like I talked a good amount for you guys, a good amount of content for this episode. Looking forward to the next episode once we have more trades going into the league, once we have more madness going on into the league, once we wrap up the first week of football, man. Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and even Monday Night Football. By the time I release the next episode, whether that's either Wednesday or Saturday of next week, there's probably going to be a lot of changes by the time I record this episode and by the time I record the next one. But this is me signing off, guys. Hoping that you guys have a good weekend. Have a lovely Sunday Night Football. A good Sunday in general. But yeah, this is me signing off, guys. It has been the Butcher, the Slim Reaper. I'll update you guys after week one. But frankly, I shouldn't have to, because as it's looking like, I have a free win this week and I got a free win next week. But that's enough of me. I'm going to go fuck off, do some homework, and I'll catch you guys in the next episode. This is me signing off. I'll see you guys.